Well, joining me for more on this is our international affairs editor, Douglas Herbert. Hello, Doug.
Good morning.
The sanctions are tough, but are they going to be tough enough?
And tough enough to make Putin change course, right? That's the question. We were talking about this. We've been talking about it all week. The headlines sound great, right? Toughest sanctions against Russia since the Cold War. And look, let's not poo-poo them. They are tough in the sense that they hit a lot of different sectors: defense, energy, banking, financial. Key element being the oil industry, right? Russia depends heavily on its oil industry. It needs to get at hard-to-reach oil deposits as its own production sort of tapers off. In the Arctic, in the deep sea, shale gas. It doesn't have that technology. It needs it from outside. So that's where the sanctions in the future could really bite. That said, as one analyst referred to these sanctions come with, both the EU and the U.S., loopholes that are large enough to drive a couple of giant warships through. And what they meant by that, it sounds a little glib, but what they meant is literally the French Mistral, the naval contract to sell ships to Russia, that's excluded, that's exempt from this. So they're going to probably still get at least one of those warships. The entire Russian gas industry, let me say that one more time, the entire Russian gas industry, perhaps the biggest thing on which Europe relies from Russia, is exempt. They have no part in these sanctions. The sanctions apply to the oil industry and technology, not gas. Totally exempt. Plus, and we often forget this, Europe does actually buy military equipment from Russia to service things like tanks and other weapons that it purchases. It's going to continue, most likely, buying those parts. That's not exempt from these sanctions. So Russia's defense industry, while hit and there will be an arms embargo, it's not going to be crushed. It will continue to operate. So there are big holes, there are loopholes. These are tough. They're not the giant sectoral sanctions that we've been talking about.